Honey, I'm back. Hey. Don't even get me started. It was another long day at work. I'm so beyond tired. Oh, well, thanks. I really needed a drink. Looks fancy. It's good. You made this yourself? I'm impressed, mister. You have to show me how, okay? Where are you going? Come here. Sit down and have a drink with your fiancé. I just got home. Oh, I see. Oh, God, I love it when you massage my neck like that. Your hands are truly magical. It had been feeling so stiff lately, too. How do you know exactly what I need, So, how did your meeting with the boss go? Is he finally gonna give you the promotion? What? Seriously? He's giving it to her. Didn't she join, like, just a couple months ago? Well, I can't be too surprised. Pretty much every guy in the office has a crush on her. And what about you? Do you have a little crush on her, too? She is quite the beauty, though. You're sweet. On a serious level, though, it's a real shame about your promotion. You had been working so hard for it. I mean, you really deserved it. Ugh, your boss is such an asshole. I mean, yes, we could have really used the money. We still have a wedding to plan, and we have a down payment for our new house. God, I just hope everything works out. My day? Well, you know that big client I had a sales meeting with? Yeah, well, he turned out to be a real jerk. He just wouldn't stop hitting on me, like, ugh. Of course I was wearing my engagement ring, but that doesn't stop idiots like him. He just would not stop bragging about his expensive car and how he would love to take me on a ride. I'm pretty sure that was an innuendo, too. You know, with the huge commission I was getting out of this deal, I had half a mind to just play along. No, of course I didn't. I would never go on a ride alone with some creep. You know I was just kidding, right? Hey, the guy was just an idiot. It's really not a big deal. As a saleswoman dealing with a lot of male clients, I've become used to this sort of thing. Yeah, I'm sure. Are you sure you're okay? Honey, what's going on? You're looking pretty anxious. And this isn't the first time, too. What's been going on with you lately? I know the past few weeks have been rough and we've been struggling with finances, but if there's anything else that's bothering you, will you please just tell me? Baby, where are you going? Talk to me. We're not gonna get anything solved if you don't talk to me. I wish you would talk to me. Honey, are you all right? Hey, come here. Give me a hug. Everything's gonna be okay. I promise. Oh, my eyes? Yeah, I've been crying. Can we just talk, please? I know you find it difficult to deal with your negative emotions. I get it. Throughout your life, you've been taught to bottle them up, to never express them, to act like a man, is what they say, right? Fine, if you want to do that, you can put on the mask and act tough with the rest of the world all you want. But I'm practically your wife now, and I intend to spend the rest of my life with you. So, I'm asking you to be honest with me. To be honest with me now, and in the future when we're really married. And I'm not gonna judge you. I'm not gonna think you're weak or insecure or whatever. You don't have to fight your tears anymore, okay? It's okay to let them fall every once in a while, because I'm here now to catch them for you. And I don't think crying makes you any less of a man. Come here. I love you. Yeah, let them fall. That's it. You're gonna feel so relieved, I promise. Yeah, it's okay. Come here. I hate seeing you like this, babe, but it's good for you to let it out. Do you feel like you're ready to tell me what's been going on with you? Yeah, go ahead. Let it out. Let it off your chest. Oh my god. Is that really how you've been feeling? That you're not good enough for me? Honey, look into my eyes. I need you to listen to me very carefully. It doesn't matter if we can't have the big wedding we've been planning, or if we don't get to live in that new house. I don't even care if that asshole boss fires you. No matter what happens, as long as you still love me, you will always be enough for me. I love you, and I will always love you. Everything will work itself out, I promise. So, I don't want you to worry about anything tonight. Tonight, all you need to worry about is making sweet, hot love to your fiancé. How does that sound? Yeah, I thought it sounded good. Come here. I've missed you so much. I mean, the real you, dummy. I can't even remember the last time we had a proper kiss. You know, like lovers do. Yeah? Have you missed my tongue, babe? Me too. Give me your tongue. Come on, let me suck on it. Did you like that? I'm glad. Oh, God. No, it's just, it feels so good when you kiss my neck. Just like that. Okay, wait. Wait, give me your hands. Yeah, feel my soft breasts. Rub your thumbs over them. Over my nipples. Just like that. Oh, you're making them so hard. Would you like to taste them? Yeah? Okay, let me take these off first. Here you go. Taste them. Yeah? Have you missed my breasts? I can tell you have. You're suckling on them just like a fucking baby. Come on, get up here. Come here, kiss me with that wet mouth. So good. Oh, fuck. You're so hard right now. Do you want to fuck my hot wet pussy? Let's take these pants off then, okay? Yeah, that's better. Oh, I just love to see your cock like that. Throbbing, leaking, pre-cum. Aching to enter inside me and make me feel so good. No, honey. I'd actually kind of prefer if you put that away. I don't want you to wear a condom tonight. Yeah, tonight I want to feel the real you inside me. Come on, take off my panties. Yeah, see how wet it is? That's how much I need you right now. Mm-hmm, go ahead. Slide your fingers into my pussy. Oh, God. I'm sorry, I'm so tight. It's just, I haven't taken you inside me in weeks, and, oh, fuck. Scissoring your fingers like that, stretching me out. Yeah. No, no, keep going. I love it. Yeah, I love how you stretch me out. Okay. Okay, wait. Let me spread my legs so you can start thrusting your fingers inside me. Oh, yeah. Holy shit. I can feel the pads of your fingers caressing my G-spot. Are my juices running down your hand? Are they? Oh, fuck. So fucking hot. Yeah. Faster. Oh, faster. I'm gonna come. Quickly, kiss me. I'm coming. Okay. Look into my eyes, my love. I don't ever want you to feel like you're not enough for me, okay? So, tonight, I want to make sure that you never forget, for the rest of your life, just how much you mean to me. Okay, well, what I'm trying to say is I want to have a baby with you. Yeah, a new life, born out of our love for each other. Of course, I've really thought about it. And honestly, I've never been more sure about anything in my life. I mean, I can so clearly picture us in the suburbs, you know, me pregnant and you caressing my belly while we stand in the kitchen, and I don't know, it really gets me excited. Not like that, you weirdo. I mean, yeah, kind of, but, you know, excited for our future. Honey, I know you might think I'm rushing into things, but there is never going to be a perfect time. Something or the other will always get in the way, whether it's work or hobbies, but we'll make it work, won't we? Yeah, we can work twice as hard. Now don't worry. I have a feeling we're doing the right thing. So trust me. Now be a good boy and fuck a baby into me. Your cock head is right against my hole. Fuck. It feels so big, I don't know if it's gonna fit. It's okay. Start pushing inside. Oh, holy fuck. Come on, babe, you're going in so slowly. I feel like I'm going crazy. I'm sorry, am I clawing at your back? It's just, every inch feels so thick. How is it going in deeper? Oh, fuck. No, I'm okay. I'm okay. Only one more inch. Yeah? Okay. Okay. Oh, fuck. Holy fuck. Yeah. Honey. Oh, I can feel it. Yeah. We're totally connected. It's just me and you. Just give me a second to adjust, okay? Okay. I think I'm ready. Oh, yeah. Oh, I can't take it. I can't take it. Right there. Yeah, right there. Keep hitting that spot. Yeah, thrust deep into mommy's pussy. Yeah, you're gonna make me a mommy, aren't you? Yeah, so I'm mommy, right? Yeah, mommy. I can't. I can't wait for you to come inside of me. Give me a cream pie and make me a huge mess. Oh, make a huge mess inside of me. Come on, please, I'm begging. Oh, baby, I'm begging you. Spill your seed into my womb. I promise I can take it, yeah. Just spill inside me. Come on, give me your fat load. Wait. I didn't want to come so fast, you know. Well, as I can kind of feel your pre leaking into me. And, you know, I think this is the first time we've done it without a condom, so I'm just a little sensitive. Yeah. Just a little. Come on, babe. Don't tease me like that. Don't tease me like. Wait. So deep. Oh, I think you're gonna fucking bruise my womb. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't fucking care at this point. Yeah, fucking bruise me. Wait. Let me wrap my legs around you. And lock them tight. Oh, yeah. Feel my warm skin wrapped closely around you. You're safe when you're with me. So, come on. And kiss me. Come on. You can't fucking. Speed up like that. Come on. Babe. Oh, fuck. You're so fucking hot. Yeah. I need it. I can't. I don't think I can hold it back anymore. I'm gonna fucking. Baby, I'm gonna fucking come. Yeah, you're gonna come too? Come on, go on then. All the way up to my cervix. Oh, fuck. Fuck. I can feel it inside me. Such a warm, thick load. Come here, baby. Honey, your gum, it's leaking out around your base. Oh, there's so much. Must have been because you were pent up with cum for so long, huh? But it's okay now. My pussy took most of it. What can I say? She's greedy for a hot load. Hey, what's that scowl for? What's wrong with what I said, huh? Oh, she's only hungry for your cum? I guess I can't disagree with that. You're amazing, you know? I love you, honey. I mean, I love you so much. Are you feeling any better? I'm glad. Thank you for opening up to me. I know it wasn't easy. But can you please promise me something? If there's ever something that's troubling you, no matter how silly you think it is, will you please share it with me? We're in this together. I mean, we need to support each other through tough times. Thank you. Now, I know you haven't been sleeping that well recently, but I think you'll sleep a little better tonight with me wrapped around you, holding you close to me. There's nothing to worry about, because I'm right here with you. Good night, darling.